enjoy a good squeeze.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this is A Good Squeeze.
The show where we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives. I don't know. It sounded like I was kissing.
Yeah. To our listeners, yeah. To our sweet, precious listeners. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. We are going to be doing things a little different today. I sound like, you know, when you go to a restaurant and they say, have you guys been here before? And you say, no. And they say, we do things a little bit different here. And then they describe just a normal restaurant experience.
Yeah.
So we're not doing things different at all. We're talking about James Bond and we're keeping it consistent with that.
The difference is,
yes, thank you.
Margo came up with a concept.
I did.
A game. And it's time to play the game.
Time to play the game. Oh. If you don't get that reference, leave it alone.
But there's a thing in the zeitgeist of...
I invented this game, actually.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. In the zeitgeist of Margo's mind.
Sorry.
A blind ranking.
Mm-hmm.
Guessing without knowing what comes next. So you're presented with options and you have to rank them and you can't switch it out. So if you like something more than something that comes later or vice versa, mm-hmm. you can't change nothing.
That's right. You're just ranking things based off of you're learning them as you, about you're learning about the things that you're ranking as you go.
Yes. And to all our listeners out there, hey, play along.
Yeah.
Play along as you listen.
Yeah.
You can write it down. Or you can just do it in your mind's eye.
Sure.
Or these categories, that's also the fun thing. Margo doesn't know the questions I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
And I don't know the questions she's going to ask.
That's right.
These, I'm assuming, are going to be novice friendly, nostalgic friendly.
Well, to be frank, mostly novice friendly because I tried getting more nostalgic-friendly stuff, and I didn't understand it. So I was like, I'm going to stick to, what's your favorite color?
Yeah.
And all that.
I couldn't pick questions rightly of, like, what's your favorite action scene, you know? And then I'd have to spend half the episode reminding Marco what the scene was.
You've seen this movie. I'm like, I don't think I have.
Yeah.
Yes, you have. We did an episode on it. I'm like, no, I think that was someone else. On that note, I will go first.
Okay.
And you will go second.
Yes, ma'am.
That's how it goes. All right. So everybody, you know, strap in, join us as we have fun with our Bond Blind Ranking, episode 1. All right. August.
Aye.
This is a blind ranking of Bond one-liners of any character. So it's not just Bond, James Bond. It's the one-liners in the movies of any character. You have to rank
them. Who has the best one-liners?
From favorite to least favorite.
Yeah. So number 1 is my favorite. Number 5 would be my least.
No, number 3 is your favorite. Yes.
You stinker.
Yeah. Okay. You ready? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Ooh. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. Damn. That is classic. I'm tempted to put it at 1, but I'm going to go number 2.
Played safe, coward.
I didn't know I was going to get antagonized.
Next
this
one,
game.
Yeah, sorry. This is actually just the roast of August. I'm just joking. Hey, everyone. I'm happy everyone's here. Okay. Next one. Wait till you get to my teeth.
Ooh. You know, that is a spicy one. It's a good one, and... over the summer when we did that Bond and Beyond event, when that line hit, like just hearing people laugh about it was strong, but not one of my most memorable. So I'm going to put it at 5. Okay. Controversial. Mm-hmm. Controversial, I know. Sorry.
Okay. So right now you've got number 2, No, Mr. Bond, I Expect You to Die,
mm-hmm.
and number 5, Wait Till You Get to My Teeth.
Yeah.
Next one. Don't touch that. That's my lunch.
Oh, God. That's great. 3.
Nice. I'm happiest in the saddle.
Oh, shoot. That's got to be number 1. I use that all the time.
So what's your last spot that's free?
4.
All right. What are you? Some kind of doomsday machine, boy?
Yeah. You know what? Perfect list.
Really?
Probably.
All right. So number one being I'm happiest in the saddle. Number two.
I'm happiest in the saddle.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. Number three, Mr. don't Bond. Touch that. Sorry.
Yeah, I got to do the
impressions. I know you want to do it. Go for it. Okay.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Number three.
Don't touch that. It's my lunch. That sounded like John Cleese. Sorry.
Yeah. Number four.
What are you? Some kind of doomsday machine, boy.
And number five.
Wait till you get to my teeth. Something right. like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
My turn to rank.
All right, Margo. Novice friendly here. Top five James Bond cocktails.
Okay.
James Bond cocktails. Number option one. Vodka martini.
Five.
You don't like a martini
Not
too
a
much?
Fan. No? Not a fan at all.
Okay. Is it the vodka?
It's, I don't know. It's... Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay. I don't like the... Frankly, it's the glass.
What?
I don't know. It's just... It's
so
like,
the design is all off.
It's a good glass, and I like watching other people drink it, but I always spill.
Mm.
And I don't fit that vibe. And I don't like the taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bud and Lime. As featured in License to Kill. Budweiser and Lime.
Probably a four. I'm not a fan of Budweiser.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. How about Americano?
What's an Americano? Like the coffee?
No. There's a cocktail. It's like Campari, sweet vermouth, and club soda.
Yeah, that sounds very similar to what I invented. So I'm going to put that as a two.
Yeah. That is.
That is a very Margo drink.
That's a Margo drink. Yeah, for sure. How about the classique? A Vesper.
I mean, three, I guess.
So you're working your way up here.
I got five, four, three, and two taken. So what's my number one?
So your number one, which I can tell you listeners at home, this is true. Margo's number one is a Black Velvet.
What's a Black Velvet?
It's like a Guinness and champagne.
Yep. That'll do it.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'll
hold the champagne.
We drank those during the Diamonds Are Forever.
Yeah, I really liked them.
Mm-hmm. That drink's featured in the book, not in the movie, but yes. Okay.
That's
yes,
good. Indeed. Yeah, I'm happy with that list.
Fun fact, the Americano is the first drink that James Bond ever orders in Casino Royale in the book in Fleming. So
him and I have the same taste. I am James Bond. This is about me.
Yes, good All job. Right.
Thank you. That's a good one. Nice. Should I tell my cocktail story that I invented? No,
that'll be a
I'll
whole
save that
other
for
episode.
Another day.
That's good content.
Ooh, that's good content. Save, that save
for,
it.
Yeah, save that for later.
All right. Bond meals.
Okay, we're feeding Food. Off each other, drinks, yeah, meal.
Yeah. Tell me if I got these wrong.
Well, okay.
The first one, caviar on toast.
Caviar on toast.
That's featured in Casino Royale.
Yeah,
good job.
That's what I was thinking of. I mean, honestly, he makes it look so good. Like, that dude went through hell, and the meal he eats is caviar on toast, and it looks real good. Mm. I do enjoy some caviar, but... As a meal. Mm.
No, like just like it doesn't need to be.
Food item.
Yeah, food item. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not like last meal.
Still. Damn. I like it, but it's going to go at five.
Okay.
Bread and caviar. I prefer a water cracker. And
water cracker.
I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Water cracker with water ice.
Trying to justify putting it at five. I do like caviar, though.
Some water orm. Anyways, I'm sorry. all right, next one. Half pint of orange juice, three scrambled eggs and bacon, and a double portion of coffee without sugar.
Damn. That's ideal. That's the classic Fleming Bond breakfast, huh? Mm-hmm. Damn good. I could eat that every day, but I'll probably put it two. Number two.
Okay. Next up, quiche de cabinet, as featured in A View to a Kill.
That's right. Man, oh man. Pretty damn good. I'm going to put it at three. Can't put it above the breakfast stuff like that.
Hmm.
That caliber of breakfast. Anyway.
All right. I don't remember the exact number of this item, so I kind of did like a ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
But next up is 1,000 Vespers.
What is that in?
Casino Royale.
Okay.
When he's like, gloop, 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 keeps drinking them.
Okay. Drink 1,000 Vespers. Is it specifically 1,000?
Yeah, give or take. There's wiggle
room. I'll settle that in at number 4.
All right. So your number 1 then?
Yeah.
Is the Bombay Surprise.
Hey. Delish.
Mm-hmm. And you get to choose if it's the one you made or the one from the movie.
Well, the one I made is featured in our Diamonds Are Forever episode.
Yeah.
Which I think was simply a snowball, Hostess snowball that I froze.
and you added some kind of frosting.
There was some kind of, frosting on good. It. And with a chocolate-covered scorpion on
That's
top.
That's right.
It was a real scorpion.
Mm-hmm. It was delicious. I
caught it myself.
All right, so to refresh, your number 1 is a Bombay Surprise. Technically, you say Bombe Surprise. Followed by half pint of orange juice, 3 scrambled eggs, and bacon, and a double portion of coffee without sugar. Next up is caviar on toast.
Thought that was my number 5.
And then quiche de cabinet, and then caviar on toast. Nice.
Caviar on toast.
How do you feel about that list?
Not perfect.
Yeah, I'd say flawed.
We should be going like backwards. Like, what would you rank it as? You know,
but that's not fair because I've had time to think about it. Yeah. A whole 10 minutes. You know, so.
That's the prize of making the question. My next one that is novice friendly, specifically to Margot, is top 5 James Bond movies we haven't covered on the show yet.
Okay.
As of yet.
Okay.
And this can be a mix of movies Margot hasn't seen, or maybe she has seen. We just haven't done the immersive experience and recorded an episode of Bad.
And this also is not a spoiler of any kind for the episode that we will be doing, because I will not be revealing the verdict. Ooh.
That's right. All right. First up, Octopussy.
I have not seen that.
Mm-mm.
Oh, is that the whole point, that I haven't seen them?
Correct. Like, rank the movies you haven't seen. So, like, what episode are you most looking forward to doing?
Oh, I didn't understand. I thought I had to just rank the movie. Like,
no,
do
I
you
guess
think you will like it? Like, that's
no, I said
weird.
Movies we haven't covered yet.
Oh, which one am I most excited
to cover?
To cover. Okay, got it. Start over.
Octopussy.
5.
You're not looking forward to Octopussy?
I don't know. There's something about... I know there's a plane scene.
Sure, yeah.
That's it. That's all I know about it. I don't know anything about it. That's why I'm like, very indifferent about it.
Yeah, fair call.
And I know there's a Bond girl who reprises a different role, or she's back for a different role.
Yeah.
What was her name? Sunday? Nope.
What, Maud Adams?
Yeah, what was her?
Oh, man.
Tara, Tabitha.
Yeah, it's Tabitha all along. All right, next. Die Another Day.
Oh, that one I'm actually really excited for, so I'm going to put it at a 2.
2?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you so excited for that one?
I don't know. Is that the one with Halle Berry?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I was going to say, it's because it's notoriously hated. That's because Halle Berry's in it. Okay.
Let me tell you, the ones that you're like, oh, these are notoriously hated by the Bond fan, I've really enjoyed, so we'll see.
Yep. Skyfall.
Oh,
Which you've seen, Skyfall. Mm-hmm. It's been years and years and years, and you've only seen it once.
I really like it, though.
But we haven't covered it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 2, or
I'm
2 and 5
one
are covered.
I'm going to put that one as at 1.
Your number 1?
Mm-hmm.
Most looking forward to Skyfall. Mm-hmm. Is it because you're biased and you've seen it? And
no, it's because it's a good movie. I'm excited to watch a good movie.
Okay. Next. Doctor No.
4.
4.
Yeah.
So your number 3 is Moonraker.
Oh, I wanted that one to be number 1.
Too bad.
Okay. Well, that's still a good list. And to be honest, I think it's accurate, even with Moonraker at 3.
Why would you have wanted Moonraker so high up?
Because we danced to the song on our wedding. That was our first dance at our wedding.
I just wanted you to say.
I know that because you gave me that. Say the words. You gave me that face of like, say the thing.
Vampire. Say the thing. Vampire.
Oh, that's a fun movie. I highly recommend everyone watch.
Yeah.
Twilight, for those of you who didn't get it.
It's your turn, my dear.
Vampire. This category is Bond villain portrayals. Which actor is your favorite Bond villain? Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
I think I get it. Yeah.
Cool. First up, Sean Bean.
Sean Bean is Alec Trevelyan.
Your favorite to your least favorite, obviously. Yeah.
He is excellent. And he's a safe bet to put at number three.
Oh, nice.
So I can go up and down from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh, he's, damn. Yeah, he's number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's my favorite Bond villain. And I just think he's excellent in that role. And I just love his portrayal.
Up next, Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken as Max Zorin. I'm going to put him at four.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds good. So you've got good.
Number...
I got two and five.
Okay. Christoph Waltz.
I'm going to put him at five.
Okay.
Yeah, I do like... Obviously, I like Christoph Waltz. And I do like him as Blofeld in parts. I just think there was a lot left on the table they could have done more with. You know, and he has moments of greatness in Spectre. I think his entire time in No Time to Die is excellent, but, you know, gone too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
So your number two is Jonathan Pryce.
So we're on a stealth boat. There's no news, like bad news. That's good.
Number one, Mads Mikkelsen, followed by Jonathan Pryce, followed by Sean Bean, followed by Christopher Walken, followed by Christoph Waltz.
Yeah.
That's a good list.
That's solid.
That's good.
That's solid.
Nice.
I feel comfortable with that.
Cool.
The only one I might have flopped would have been my two and my three, but I don't know. I want to go on a whole rant about this, but I really think Jonathan Pryce as Elliot Carver is, like, people who like Tomorrow Never Dies, you know, he's obviously a highlight of that movie, but I feel like as a Bond villain, he's very underrated. Like, people don't talk about that character very much.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of the best. So, yeah. Mm. I'm going to go.
Nice.
I'm comfy with that list.
Cool. All right. And we're only doing three categories each.
Yes.
This is a short and sweet. So.
Short and sweet.
La-la-la.
Fun and dandy. La-la-la. all right. So... My next question for Margot is top five hench people characters that you would like to go on a road trip with.
Oh.
But you're friends with them. So they're not going to try to.
So they're my henchmen.
Yeah, they're not going to try to kill you.
They kill whoever I tell them to.
Sure. Okay. But you're going on a road trip to Mount Rushmore.
Hooray.
All right. First up. Odd job.
Mm.
You have to explain why you put them at each position.
That seems so personal. odd job? They're my friend? Let's just say this is Margot after a bad day at work. So she's feeling extra bloodlusty, I guess. Odd job? I don't know. He eats, like, cats and stuff, right?
Yeah, in the book, yeah.
Okay. I'll put that guy at four.
Okay.
Just in case there's a worse one, you know?
He doesn't talk much.
Yeah.
He is a chauffeur, you know?
He does drive, yeah.
He's not a very good caddy, but...
Yeah. Haha. He, I think it's the he doesn't talk much part. Actually, no, but I don't like it when people talk. Too much. Do I want to put him at four? I think three. I can go back. You haven't gone to the next one yet. Three. Three's good. Yeah. Okay.
Three's fair. Number next up is Jaws.
Mm.
Doesn't talk much.
You know what?
Big tall guy.
I was gonna say two, cause like we'd be a funny duo. We'd have fun.
Ain't we a pair?
Yeah, they'd see us. They'd be like, oh, what's happening here?
He'd be driving. There's like that big, big dent where he's sitting. Yeah. Like, because he's too tall, like Harry and the Hendersons or something. Yeah. So you're good with two.
Number
two. So you got two and three filled up. Next up, Xenia.
Not five.
Xenia on the top.
Can't stand her. She'd just be like, the whole time. I'd be like, stop, just enough. Then you'd have to wait for her to finish with guys, and you're like, we got stuff to do. She wouldn't care about Mount Rushmore. Like, Jaws would at least take a picture. You know, he'd have his little camera. Go, you know.
Just like that. you feel like Xenia would have other interests.
She wouldn't care. She'd leave me behind in a moment. Even if I was friends with her, she wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She doesn't seem like a girl's girl, you know? Because, like, Natalia? Oh, yeah. Let's go on a road trip. Absolutely. No boys allowed. Super stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Xenia doesn't... She doesn't want to hang out with me. That's... You know, she's friends with me out of convenience. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, man. How about Mayday?
Ooh. One. She wouldn't want to be friends with me either, but I'd want to be friends with her, so Mayday, yeah.
You keep her high priority.
Yeah.
Like
Mayday's one, 100%.
Why number one?
Oh, she's so cool. I mean, she's strong, she's tough, she's stylish, like, she'd help me look better, you know? She'd be like, stop dressing like an idiot, and I'd be like, you're right. You're right, what was I thinking? She's like... I don't know. She's loyal. She's, you know, don't double cross her. And I don't double cross. I'm loyal too. So I think we'd make a good pair.
And then if
somebody messed with me, she would fight them. And then I would just fight the weaker guy. And then we'd get away. We'd get in the car. It'd be like, what is that called? Thelma and Louise.
Okay.
Except it's Margo and Mayday.
Which sounds like great sitcom.
Yeah.
She would also probably be very good at like picking the music while you're driving and stuff.
And she'd drive the whole time too. I'd be like, yeah. She'd be like, I'm driving. I'd be like, that's fine by me. She'd tuck me in, kiss me on the forehead. It'd be great. Yeah.
And, your number four, I think is left is Knick Knack.
Yeah. I can't say anything. I can't say anything. I don't know.
You could be driving. He'd feed you peanuts.
He'd be like, bonjour, Margot. And
you could speak
like,
French
bonjour,
to each other.
Bonjour, Knick Knack. Which I can't call a guy Knick Knack.
That's
when
his name.
A little person.
It's his God-given name.
It's not. I don't think it is. I don't think his parents really just call him Knick Knack. I don't know. It feels wrong, and I don't like it. That's the thing. He'd be like, call me Knick Knack. I'd be like, you need to find something else. Because if we're in public.
All right, Nick.
Nicholas. If we'd be in public and I'm yelling for him, like, Knick Knack. I'd get stoned to death. Like, that's. I can't. I just can't. I can't. Nothing against him. I'm sure he's fine. But he also is a little conniving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not untrustworthy, but he's a little.
You feel like you're
sneaky.
Going to Mount Rushmore, but probably for different reasons.
Yeah, Mr. Scaramanga would be waiting for me there, and I'd be like, I thought you were on my side. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mayday, I think, is a great choice. Then Jaws, then Odd Job, then Knick Knack, then Xenia. Yeah. Yep. I'm very happy with that list.
You feel strong there?
I feel strong there.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, that was a great idea, Margo. It was very fun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for, thanks for hanging out with me.
This is the kind of game we would play at the dinner table or on a car ride.
Yeah, if we're ever waiting for something, like if we're like waiting in line or if we're like at a drive-thru or something and it's just taking forever, typically this is the game we play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if we're waiting at the airport.
Yeah.
You know,
our next road trip, we usually play a different game, but this would be a fun one to start doing is just blind rankings.
Yeah.
Doesn't always have to be James Bond, but for our purposes, hey, I'm glad it was.
That's right. One thing I like about the blind ranking games is it feels like the choose your story books. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that called? What are those called?
Choose Your Own Adventure.
Choose Your Own Adventure. Thank you. Because, like, you do get the same level of frustration when, like, you turn the page and it's like, you've been skinned alive and are now dead. Like, and you're like, no, I stole my finger on the page. This is how that feels like I did with Aljabra. I was like, wait, you didn't say the other one yet. And then when you have a bad list, the level of frustration that brings out of you is, it's unexpected. It brings out your true colors, this game.
It does. And, you know, it's permanent. So
you can't go no takesies backsies.
No, it's forever. So
it's
if you said something that wasn't your favorite by accident, you know,
yeah,
it's your fault.
It's your fault. You should blame yourself and only yourself. Anyways, that was fun.
Yeah, I hope the listeners
had a good time.
Right, and let us know what you think, what you thought, and I'm glad you said this would be number one, because this is definitely a game we could tune back to every now and then, and whether it's you and me, a guest, and everyone in between.
And if you're ever on a long car ride, just pop this episode into the tape deck, you know, and have a listen. Do yourself a favor, do a blind ranking.
So what's the verdict on this game?
It's only for our listeners, because I invented it and no one else knows about it. You're welcome, listeners. Thank you for tuning in. And on that note, I'm Margo.
Well, on that note, we gotta promote a little
bit. That's true. Yes. Schmooze. It's like, gotcha.
You thought Margo, it was over. Like, on that note, Margo.
Yes, where? You can find us on Instagram and only Instagram. August is now running it in such a lovely way, where you can find life updates, you can find bond updates, you can find beautiful, aesthetically pleasing photographs highlighting our passion for Bond and our evolution as a podcast, where we will also post announcements of new episodes, future trips, future collaborations. Tune in, because big things are coming, you guys. Bigger than you think, okay?
This is so much better than like a couple episodes ago when you're like, you can find us on Instagram. Goodbye. Okay. And?
Don't talk to me. When I was running it, I was like, please DM. And then, like, if anyone did, I'd be like, I'm just going to ignore it. But now August is talking. He's a little chatterbox, reaching out to people. We're building. We're immersing ourselves in the Bond community. A shout out to everyone, to absolutely everyone who has made that a possibility.
Shout out to everyone thank you all for sure. You can find our episodes on, wherever you're listening to us right now, but we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Play or Google Play, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you find your podcasts, we're there. Our main hub, our URL is on the Audio Boom. That's like our main branch. But thank you for tuning in. And next time,
I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this has been
A Good Squeeze. Where would Pierce Brosnan rank his favorite host of A Good Squeeze? Margo.
5
of 2 options. 5